Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. Today is Tuesday, June 20th, and here's a look around the Jags organization. Well, the football dead period is here. The veterans are out for the next 5 weeks or so. The rookies are still around the building, but it is quiet for the most part of the football side for the next month. Plus, that gives us an opportunity for the next few weeks to get away from football and get into the business side of the Jaguars. And this week, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer for the Jags, Kelly Flanagan, is our guest. She is from Jacksonville, remembers when the team first came here, and was a Navy daughter, and followed the team throughout her time at Episcopal, right across the river from downtown. We'll get to her path away from Jacksonville and then how she got back. It's all pretty interesting. And then the budgeting process for the Jaguars. How does that happen throughout the 365 days a year, really? She's a very sharp cat. Hear from Kayflan coming up. One little bit of football news, though, this week. The Jags did announce Tuesday that 10 training camp practices will be open to the public this summer. The full list available at Jaguars.com. But the first day of full pads will be open to Jags 365 season ticket members only. And the final two open practices are the 2 days of work against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for the full list of dates and a register for free admission, visit jaguars.com/training camp. Our guest this week on the J.P. Shadrick Podcast is Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Kelly Flanagan. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming down. We were talking before. You're not on camera. You're not on radio or audio really ever, right? This is the first time you've done this in a long time.
This is a breakthrough appearance. I wouldn't have wanted to have it with anyone other than you, JP.
That's very sweet. Thank you very much for saying that. We got you away from the Excel spreadsheet for once. How many Excel spreadsheet files do you work with on a daily basis?
I can probably have about 20 open before I crash my computer.
We need to work on the IT department to get that fixed, right? I mean, did you throw a few extra bones their way to get that working?
They're great. They keep me running every day.
Before your background is very interesting. We're going to get to some of that coming up. But on your day-to-day basis, you have how many people working underneath in your department that report to you?
Well, I think it's typical for any department to have a little bit of flux at any given time. So we're working on adding right now to support our new efforts in Daly's Place with the amphitheater, the incremental work that we've taken on there. But I'd say in recent years, about a dozen is the typical size of the departments for finance and analytics. Those are the two groups that I lead.
So the analytics leads you to certain things on the finance side, right? If you see analytics going a certain way, maybe you adjust your strategy financially. Right?
Absolutely. It all works together. So one of the most important parts of our monthly process is trying to forecast at any given point of the year how we're going to finish the year, because you'd like to have the opportunity to change the game plan and change the strategy and tactics midstream if something's not working, or if something is working really well, you want to put more resources behind that and continue that so that you can multiply the success that you've had. The worst case scenario is to get to the end of the game or the end of the year and find out how you did with no time left on the clock to change the results.
Kelly Flanagan is with us, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer for the Jaguars. How much of the amphitheater project and all that has taken up your time? And how do you balance football versus Daly's Place?
You know, that's a great question. And Mark Lamping sets a good tone from the top in terms of how he wants our efforts to be directed throughout the organization. Certainly, our core business is NFL football, and that comprises the majority of our financial earnings at the end of the day. But that's not to say that Daly's Place isn't exciting and a new adventure for everyone that has an opportunity to touch it and be involved in it. Certainly, when you're on the administrative side of things, like finance, there's certain tasks that just require time, regardless of how large or small the project is. So I'd say the department's been fairly busy this year with Daly's Place.
No doubt about that. And the actual execution of the amphitheater, that's just a different business altogether, right? With the acts coming in and how that group is paid, honestly, to the NFL side, where it's, you know, you got salary caps and different worlds of money. I don't know if that's the right terminology, worlds of money. But you know what I mean? It's a different kind of business. The concert business is totally different from the NFL.
No, that's a great point. The best example that I can think of that came as a real surprise to most of the members of my department is the level of cash in the concert business. So this is the first time that the department has really been responsible for ordering cash from the bank to be delivered, you know, armored truck in advance of a show. So that is a component and standard practice within the music industry. These guys are touring from night to night, city to city, and certain expenses need to be paid, you know, on the weekends, in the evenings when traditional wires and checks aren't always available to them. So that's a new element.
Do you have like a handcuff to a briefcase when you go out there? How does that work?
Well, I can't give away all the secrets.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, good point. Security purposes. Kelly Flanagan is with us, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. By the way, congratulations on your fifth year with the Jags. That just happened the other week.
It did. Time has really, really flown by. I think I would have lost count, ironically enough.
It's one hand, too.
It is.
Tough to lose count. 5 years. It's gone fast.
Luckily, I've got another hand.
That's positive. Yeah.
Yes.
So hopefully you can fill that one as well and beyond. It's a relatively rare thing around here to have a Jacksonville resident originally. I guess you're a native. Were you born here as well? To work for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That doesn't happen a lot, especially at the executive level here.
I can say that I've been in Jacksonville longer than the Jaguars have. I wasn't born here, but my dad was a Navy pilot and got stationed at Mayport when I was about four. And fortunate enough that it was important to my parents to keep me in one set of schools in one city. And I was able to stay here until I graduated from high school.
That's very rare in the Navy community, though.
Very rare military upbringing. Very fortunate and thankful to my parents for that. But I wasn't sure that I'd ever make my way back to Jacksonville. It was really important to me to work in the sports industry. And I thought by virtue of the number of teams and leagues with presence in New York City, just the sheer volume, that was going to be the avenue to get my foot in the door with sports. And fortunately, it was the avenue that I got my foot in the door with sports. It just turned out to be very ironic that that path brought me right back here to Jacksonville. And I couldn't be happier because I get to work for the team that I grew up cheering for. And there's a handful of us in the office that have that same privilege. But it's certainly not everyone's experience here.
Do you remember when the team was announced? Do you remember watching TV and seeing the celebrations at the stadium and all that? Do you remember that?
I do, and I remember, I think it was Sports Illustrated for Kids was doing a contest.
They still have that? I don't know.
I don't know. Do they still have that?
I remember it.
So if I wasn't going to end up in sports, I probably would have been an artist. But art was really something that had a grip on me as a child.
What kind?
Oh, coloring. You know, the standard childhood art projects. But SI for Kids had a contest where you could draw the uniform for the new expansion teams. And I remember completing an entry. I would love for somebody to be able to find that in the archives one day. That and the teal tongues. I remember the teal Laffy Taffy in the stadium, and Mark Lamping still makes fun of me for that.
Do you remember what your drawing looked like of the uniforms? Were you close?
I have a feeling. No, I don't think I hit the color palette that we eventually went with. I'm certain that mine was more patriotic, some semblance of red, white, and blue, but I can't remember the specifics beyond that.
Kelly Flanagan is with us, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer for the Jaguars. Episcopal School, right across the river, your alma mater. I believe you're on the board over there, right? Board of Trustees, is that true?
I am. I joined the Board of Trustees last year, and it's been a real privilege to serve. I had the great fortune of attending school there from 6th through 12th grade, and it's interesting when I think it's lost on a lot of adolescents in terms of what, you know, great opportunities look like in the moment. But I'm certain that when I trace back kind of the key forks in the road in terms of my career path and professional development, that I can trace a lot of my success today back to those roots at Episcopal. So as an adult, I have a great appreciation for the school and what it enabled me to do, and I'd, you know, like to give back.
I'm going to follow this path here, and correct me if I'm incorrect, of course, on your path after Episcopal, accounting degree at St. Joe's in Philadelphia, right? Then you go to Columbia, and you got an MBA, right, at St. Joseph's?
Yeah, right? So
different times you go to Columbia and then back. How did that work?
Did a little back and forth. Okay. After I got my undergraduate degree from St. Joe's, I started with PricewaterhouseCoopers in New York City within the entertainment and media group.
Okay. That was your first job?
That was my first job, and I simultaneously got myself back to Philadelphia on weekends to complete the MBA at St. Joe's and attended Columbia during the week to get my master's in sports management. So some of that overlapped, both great programs, great experience.
Where did I go wrong, I guess, is my question. I was not doing that on the weekends, I can tell you that. I don't know if that's next level stuff, you know. Why were you so dedicated to getting all these degrees and doing that? Was it hard to do that? Were there distractions? Did you not sometimes want to go to class and do homework all the time?
Well, I got into the accounting program somewhat by chance, somewhat by family advice. I knew that I wanted to work in the sports industry, but I couldn't exactly put my finger on what it was that I wanted to do in the sports industry. And my grandfather had the insight that if I got a degree in accounting, I'd at least always have a job. And I think he's right on that front. But I was sold and convinced that even if I didn't want to be an accountant forever, it would be a good foundation on which I could learn business and the principles and be able to grow from there. And I think that advice has stood the test of time.
Kelly Flanagan with us, Chief Financial Officer for the Jags. You got the gig at New Meadowlands Stadium, the project in East Rutherford to build the new stadium to replace Giant Stadium. And you then worked. Did Mark Lamping hire you there, or how did you get involved with Mark to begin with?
Well, there was a couple of layers between myself and Mark at that time. This was back in 2010. It was known as New Meadowlands Stadium Company at that time. Was hiring just, you know, via Teamwork Online.
Really? That's how you found it?
Yeah. Wow. And I submitted an application for a general accountant position within their finance department. And the interviews went well and got hired and successfully, you know, worked my way up through the organization at a couple of opportune times with, you know, departures of other team members gave me the opportunity to step up and take on more responsibility.
Hmm. And then a couple of years later, Mark hightails it. The stadium's built. The company's done, right, because the stadium's pretty much built. He comes down here, and then not long after, he's bringing you along with him. Or is that a little simplified?
I think that's simplified. It feels like it was just yesterday, though, although you did remind me that it was five years ago. You know, that was at a time of my life when it was important to me to get back and be closer to family as well. I had gone to New York. I had done the big city experience. And here was a mentor to me, somebody I had a great deal of respect for in the industry, who was about to continue their professional track in Jacksonville, where I was from, in the sports industry. So it was really on me to pursue the opportunity and voice my intention of wanting to come back to Jacksonville regardless. I was just very fortunate that it all worked out in the end.
Kelly Flanagan with us, Chief Financial Officer for the Jacksonville Jaguars. How stressful is budget time? When is budget time? And every time I see you during that time period, the months ahead of it, you're frantically typing at a keyboard, and you've got people coming and going from your office for big closed-door meetings and all of that. Do you enjoy that time?
Well, the funny thing is budget time is every day. It's a cycle that never really ends. There are certain peaks to it, which typically ramp up during the second half of our NFL season, because that's when we have a really good sense for how we're going to mm-hmm. close the year from a revenue perspective, how expenses are looking. But it's a very stressful time for our operating departments who are trying to manage the NFL season to also sit down and give the upcoming season's budget their focus and attention in terms of what are those things that they need to ask for. Now, we have a very hands-on collaborative approach here at the Jaguars organization that is much more robust than I've seen in any other organization. But it all stems from Mark and Shad's leadership on the business side in terms of empowering people to take responsibility for their own success. So defining what is it that will make your department successful and then asking for those resources. And, you know, I have yet to see Mark and Shad turn down a valid request for funding for something that makes sense for the organization. So it really puts the department heads and their budget representatives into the driver's seat to put their business plan for the upcoming year into financial dollars and cents. And I believe when our operating departments come to see the budget as merely their tool to convey what their operating plan for the upcoming season is, it's like their playbook. You get better buy-in, and you get understanding from the departments and their willingness to participate in the process. Now, I said every day is a budget day because as soon as the Super Bowl game is over, the very next day is day one of the next season for 32 teams across the league. And beginning from that point, we start measuring against how are our results comparing to what we set on the budget. And then that gets back into the projections that we spoke of earlier mm-hmm. in terms of if we don't like where we're headed or we do like where we're headed, how do we change course accordingly?
Kelly Flanagan with us. How much of a hand do you have on the football side of things? Because they all come back to you as well, right?
Yeah, so I think the Jaguars have a great relationship between the business and football side of the organization. Certainly, there are some departments that have more crossover between both business and football. At the end of the day, everything in any business gets accounted for in terms of dollars and cents, either coming in or going out. And on the football side, it's mostly dollars that are going out. Given the salary cap structure, we're able to give the football side allowable, you know, tolerable ranges to live within. And it's up to them to make the decisions that make the most sense for the football team and how to spend those resources. But I know that it's not going to be beneath a certain level and it's not going to be over a certain level. It's going to be somewhere in between.
It's tough to you got so many people going in so many directions on that football side that it's really tough to pinpoint a certain number. That's really how it comes.
Well, and there's a lot of moving pieces, right. And it's fluid throughout the season, and you know that better than anyone in terms of guys that get signed and cut on a daily basis leading up to that 53-man roster. And once that's locked in, you know, unfortunately, sometimes you have injuries and you need to bring somebody else in, or there's mid-season transactions. So there's no one team that sticks together for forever.
This is the business we've chosen, Kelly. It's how it works. What's from here? You like what you're doing?
I love what I'm doing. there's challenges every day. I think that, you know, working for SHOD is really what enables all of the employees within this organization to have continued opportunities for growth. Everything about him is onward and upward and pursuing becoming greater. And when you're in that sort of environment and organization, there's always new projects on the horizon. No shortage of work to be divvied out to ambitious, hardworking individuals. And I'm fortunate to be surrounded by a lot of them and, you know, really enjoy that collaborative spirit.
There's always something, a soccer team or an amphitheater or, must we say, a bakery or whatever it is. There's always something coming down the pike with Shad Khan in charge. It's great to see you. Thanks for coming in. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed having you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coming up this week, Jaguars Thursday, 6 o'clock Thursday night. Jeff Loggeman and Tony Buscelli should be back in the saddle this week. We'll wait to see if they arrive Thursday night. They've missed the last 2 weeks. Our thanks again to Jaguars Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Kelly Flanagan. And a special thanks to Jaguars Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Thanks to you for listening to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.